Now, let's start again, since he was changing that. You say that, Professor, that he stayed until Christmas at Umnak.
Yes, he was around there during Christmas time, because I know for one reason that at Christmas time, why he gave up out to the natives there flour and sugar and crackers and stuff that he had over excess, you know, and presented it to them, which they were very grateful to, because my father at that time said there was very little provision left at Umnak.
Yeah, that must be bad on an island like that when they don't have enough. And then you say he stayed at Unalaska about a year.
Well, Unalaska and around about, yes.
Oh, yeah, around there. Oh, you mean all together?
Yes, around the Aleutian Islands.
Oh, yes. And you say that Mrs. Jakobsen was a photographer.
Yes, she was. My father said she took pictures of any skeletons that they unearthed, you know, while digging, and and different things that they used for made out of bone and rock or slate or something like that, you know, and then and she'd go ahead and measure the size of the skull and all the bones and all that.
All right.
And at the one time, my father asked her why she did that, and my father said that she said it was to find out where the race came from, where the Aleuts had come from.
Yeah.
And that she told my father at that time that from all indications that the skulls of the Aleut were more uniform with the Asiatic people.
That's interesting, like in Siberia.
Yes.
That's very interesting. Well, where did they get those skulls? Were they buried in the ground or were
yes,
they in the cave?
Yes, they were buried in ground where these villages were, you know, or every family or so buried in one place where probably the other warriors came around and killed them. Or, there was quite a few burying places that they also dug up, I believe.
Well, we've heard that sometimes they used to bury in the caves, you know, caves.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
Sometimes, and used to make a mummy, have you?
I've seen mummies, yes.
I've never seen one, but they used to prepare the body, dry the body in some way. Was that a secret that they...
Yeah, that was a secret of the Aleuts.
I suppose no one would know how to do that.
No, anymore. I don't believe there is.
Well, did they wrap the body? Did they put cloths around it or something?
Yes, I believe they do. Use some kind of roots and straw and stuff like that to ordinarily prepare it.
Then they used to put those in the cave.
Yes, sir.
And the foxes? The foxes?
Skins for covering it up.
Oh.
Mostly the
well, I heard
sea animal skins.
Yes. They used to have a lot of them, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
And then the foxes, don't the foxes come around and bother those?
No, they are buried in the place and then they're covered over, you see, with beech, driftwood rather, and grated like, you know, in the caves and then covered over with sod and rocks and stuff like that.
Foxes couldn't get
down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Well, this Mrs. Jakobsen, she was a photographer, and did you ever hear, did he marry her up in the islands, or where did he find her?
No, he brought her with him from Russia the time he came over.
Oh, yes. Well, where did he come from when he came to Unalaska? Did he come from Russia right
Yes,
there?
He came from Russia, I believe, and then from Unalaska when he left, I believe he went to Siberia, and the last letter my father got from him that he was going to Japan someplace to do some of his historic work also there.
Yeah, down in Japan.
And that's the last time my father had heard from him.
Yes. Then he probably went back to Russia.
Yes, sir.
He was professor there in Russia. And there was another man that used to be his partner, named Bogoras. Did you ever hear of Professor Bogoras?
No, sir. I never heard
professor at Moscow University. Mm-hmm. He died in 1937. It's about the same time that Yoffison died.
Uh-huh. No, I never heard of him.
His name was Vladimir Bogaras, I think, as near as I can remember. And he was very much interested in the languages and measuring the skulls and everything like that. Well, that material now that they got, where was that sent to? Was that sent to Russia?
He took it along with him to Russia because...
Well, that doesn't go too far.
You know better than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's well. He took it with him back to Russia.
Yeah, there was a big boat, a Russian boat, came to Alaska to pick him and Mrs. Yelkinson up and all the stuff that they picked up. And so the Russian boat is the one that took the Mr. and Mrs. Yelkinson and the material that they picked up.
Oh, yeah, and they have to pack that, I suppose.
Yes, they've had it in boxes, quite enormous big boxes. My father said there was at least 500 boxes of different specimens in each box, you know.
Good heavens, that would be a load in itself.
Well, the boat was a big boat, a big Russian transport, I believe, it came into Alaska.
Is that a steamboat?
Yes.
Now, what was the name of it? Do you happen to remember the name of it? I suppose it would be a Russian name.
It was a Russian name. Couldn't say whether it was Irkutsk or some other boat. Maybe it was Irkutsk, if I'm not mistaken.
Irkutsk, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Irkutsk. That's the name of a city over there.
Siberia.
Siberia City. Irkutsk. I've seen that on the map. Seen pictures of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the railway, I think. That's on that famous railway that goes all the way to Vladivostok. Well, and did Professor ever come back to Alaska after that? Or?
No, he never did. Father never heard from him afterwards.
I suppose he was busy with his teaching, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know how busy a man gets when he's teaching. And he was in Russia for a good many years. And then he came to New York. And I heard he came there, and that's when I started. I wrote him some letters. I think that was 1937. I can't remember, but I could look it up easy enough. And then he wrote me several letters, and then almost immediately after that, I heard that he had died. Mm-hmm. So I guess those letters were just about the last thing he ever wrote. Mm-hmm. He's an old man already, you know. Your father was. He's about the same age as your father. Mm-hmm. And but his wife is living there yet. And then I wrote her a couple of letters.
So understood.
I got a long letter from her in Russian, and I couldn't read it. And I could read some words in it, but I never did get that last letter she wrote. She wrote two letters, and the last letter, I never did get that translated to find out just what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
But she's living in New York. She was a lot younger than he is.
Oh, yes.
He was, I should say. And I still have that letter somewhere. I don't know whether I have it with me or not. Well, your father, when did he die?
He died October 22nd, 1937.
Oh, yes. Well, that was just about the same time that the officer died.
He was 71 years and some odd months. He would have been 72 in June that following year.
Well, did he have any position in the church?
Well, he was the warden, what they call a warden.
Warden. What did they call that in Russia?
Starost.
Oh, yeah.
In the Alaska church for over 30 years.
Oh, my, that's long.
And he was the chief of the Lucians, what they call Tuyon.
Yeah, you told us that story, yeah. Tuyon.
Yeah, he was Tuyon there for over 40 years.
Oh, my. Is that a Russian word, that word Tuyon?
Tuyon, yes. And in the Aleut, we call them Tuyons Aranakach.
Oh, that's the real word.
Yes.
Would you say that again now?
Aranakach. The head man, in other words.
Oh, yes, the head man. Aranakach. That means head man. Mm-hmm. The Russians use head man until they call it head man. I've heard them call it head man. Mm-hmm. I don't, they must have picked that up from English, I guess. Head man. But they use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And in the Russian books, you see that. Head man. That isn't the right word, but they use it all the time. This is Aranaka.
Mm-hmm.
That's the head man. Oh, yeah, that'd be just one. But the Russian word is, would you say?
Tuyon.
Uh-huh. Tuyon. Mm-hmm. Tuyon, that's the, yes, I... Yes, I suppose they use both when they're talking. How would it do if I put the Ach on there?
Yeah, Tuyonuk. That's what we call it. Tuyonuk.
Tuyonuk. There were more than one, it would go Tuyunan, huh?
Tuyunan, yeah.
That's right. See, I've caught on to that now. And if there were two, how would it go?
Tuyunuk.
Oh, yeah.
Tuyunuk.
Tuyunuk. Do you get that difference, Mr. White? See? That's a duel. That's what they call a duel in grammar, you know. Huh?
Not yet.
That's it. Well, I'm having to say it over. We get that on the recorder. That's all the better. How would you say one? See if Mr. White can see the difference.
Tuyunuk.
That's one, see? Mm-hmm. That's a singular, what they call a singular in grammar, you know.
Yes, sir.
Now, what would you call a dual?
Tuyunuk.
Uh-huh. It's a little different.
Now, you say two chiefs or two headmen, we say, Olive Tuyunuk.
Oh, yeah.
And then if we say a number of them, we say Tuyunuk.
That's right. If you were to split that word, well, there's two of them, if you were to split that into syllables, first syllable would be two, the second syllable would be you, and what would the last syllable be? Two, you, and a two.
Two, to you, to you, nach.
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 Mm-hmm.
That's why there are two.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd write the Russian letter. You can spell it, but... If it's just one, Tuyunuk.
Mm-hmm. Tuyunuk.
Tuyunuk. See, that has X. That's the ha in Russian, see? Then Tuyunuk, when there are two, I think the game is...
Game with a...
Yeah,
Passes on top of it.
That's the boy. Uh-huh. You see? Maybe you could do us a favor of writing those on the paper there.
In
Oh, sure. So we understand the difference. That's just what I expected. That is... It's the difference there between X. It sounds the same, but it's a different letter.
Tuyunuk.
Tuyunuk, that's right. Tuyunuk. And then on the two of them. Oh, swell. I think somebody that knows the stuff. See? He brought it right out. Just what I was telling you. See, one is the gay, the other is the ha.
Tuyunuk.
Tuyunuk. And then you got the N on there. Mm-hmm. Tuyunuk. That's swell. Oh, yeah. Well, now that settles the question of how to make the two people of any word. Well, now, there was another matter that I was curious about. We were talking about the fox, and you said that the fox is a very valuable fur animal, this silver fox and the blue fox, and that there's an island. There's an island where that the natives will catch more of these foxes than any other place. Where is this place where they get where they go to get the foxes? They wouldn't be around on Alaska, I suppose. They must have killed off.
Yes, there's island out westward. For instance, the Atka Community Island, which they call Amchitka Island.
Amchitka.
Yes.
Well, would you say that again now?
Amchitka.
Amchitka.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, is that a loot? Would they say the same?
We call it Amchiktoch.
Oh, yeah.
Amchiktoch. It's just a name.
Right. Right there, yeah. I find I catch these things better when he writes them than when he says them.
Let's see.
Amchi. Amchi, that's right. Amchi.
Amchik.
Amchik. That'll be Amchik. Oh, yeah. See that? The gay before the...
Chiksong, Dunay, Yonas, Bin
she, just like in Russia. Chikta.
Amchitka.
That's what you call it. Amchitka.
Oh, yes.
And the Americans call it Amchitka.
Amchitka, yes.
All right.
I don't know
how to
call
that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this island now?
That's, within, I could say, about 200 or a little over 200 miles from Atka, westward.
Oh, yes, westward. That's way out then. I suppose that would be quite a trip to go 200 miles. That's further than...
That would be about pretty close to 600 miles being in Alaska.
Oh, my.
Or maybe 500 miles. I'm maybe over stretching the mileage, but that's just about it. Between 500 and 600 miles from in Alaska.
Which way is that from?
That's
from Atka.
That's westward.
Still further.
Yes, still further westward. And they have they're the only people that have ever killed quite a bit amount of foxes off there. They took $50,000 to $75,000 worth of foxes over there each year.
How many skins would that be? How many pelts?
Oh, they took 500 or so, and one time when I was, the time I spent wintering in Africa, I believe it was in 1928, they took pretty close to 1,000. They took 900 and some odd.
Oh, my. How do they kill those foxes?
Well, they trap them mostly.
Oh, yes.
They don't like to shoot them if they possibly can help them, because that spoils the pelt and it scares the foxes if they do again. In any, if you miss them, and that is hard to get, but the traps, steel traps that they use there is the only way to catch foxes all over the Aleutian chain.
What kind of bait do they use?
They don't use bait very much that I know of. They do mostly trail trapping.
Oh, put the trail?
Yes.
You put the trap, yeah,
yes.
In the trail?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, now those pelts, now, what do they do to the pelts? They skin the fox.
They skin the fox, and then they go ahead and lean it afterwards, you know, and take the fat off.
Yes.
And then they put it on the stretchers, and they dry it.
Oh, yes.
That's the way to preserve the foxes.
Then where would they send them to, those...
There's been traders out there that bought the foxes from them, and recently, while the Bureau of Indian Affairs, I understood, took over their catches, and had started a little community store over there for them.
At Atka.
But now they don't own the island of Amchitka. The Fish and Wildlife Service, I understand, had taken it.
The Fish and Wildlife Service took that island?
They've taken it for bird refuge or something, or to for the government reservation or some thing like that. And now they've taken that away from them, given them another island recently. And the other island that they turned over to the Atka natives had been the island belonging to, I believe, the Canning Ranching Company or Mr. Bowman, the former owner of the thing.
Owner of what?
That's the Adak Island.
Oh, Adak. Would you write that, Mr. Schrenup, now so we can see what you're talking about? Adak.
Adak.
Adak. Oh, Adak, huh? That's what they call it. But the Americans call it. I'm going to put this in phonetic writing. So they gave that to the natives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that
and the owner, formerly Mr. Bowman, didn't have very much success in getting any amount of foxes off that island. For what reason, I do not know. But the island is not a producing island. He's planted different times that I know of, so many pair of blues, and 2 years expecting to get quite a catch off of it, and was at this point not getting as many as he wanted, or near as many as he wanted. easy to get off the island.
Is this Adak Island, is that as large an island as the Chitka Island?
Well, it's almost as large, but I don't think it is as large as Chitka. I've seen the island, I've seen both of the islands, but I couldn't say right off whether it's as big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's more mountainous than Amchitka Island, while Amchitka is not so mountainous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.